We've been watching as our export business has been increasing, especially last week. I'm Keith Wunberg with your farm news update. Well, according to Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin, we've been watching our export business, especially on the grain side of things, increase. Maybe that's helping our markets as they're trending a little bit higher.
Well, there's no doubt that a weaker dollar and ample supply at low prices is going to create a market where low prices, as they say, cure low prices. So we're seeing the demand side, and we've seen it all year, where the world is responding to low prices. There's a good demand market out there. This despite the expectation that Brazil's second crop corn is record large. We're seeing a private estimate push that number up a little bit higher this morning. But corn is a real nice turnaround, beans some real good strength today. You've got this idea that all of the demand cylinders on corn, and maybe for that matter beans, even though meal is breaking into new lows because of the crush, but we're seeing this sort of demand that's underpinning the row crop markets despite really good crop ratings here recently in corn, and despite that the big picture perspective continues to show a forecast that looks really pretty conducive to production. So it's hard to argue against the idea that we don't have what is perceived at this point as a large crop coming.
Yeah, you and I were talking about the fact that crop conditions reporting increasing, especially on the corn side, from 70% good to excellent, and I'm talking U.S., 70% good to excellent to 73%. Soybeans as well looking fairly good across the Midwest. You do have those pockets, though, that are really struggling.
You have pockets. There are some really poor crop in areas, and I don't want to minimize those areas because it's devastating where farmers are. In particular, we're talking in the southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Kentucky, southeast Missouri.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Wunberg.